Insurance claims stemming from the earthquake and tsunami in Japan will likely total tens of billions of dollars. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, it's certain to be one of the most expensive natural disasters ever for the insurance industry.
It's hard to fathom the extent of the damage in Japan, and losses continue to mount. And while most of the property damage won't be covered by insurance, because many people and companies didn't have earthquake coverage, the insurance industry's exposure is still huge. One estimate that's been widely used puts the insured losses at $15 to $35 billion, and that doesn't include losses stemming from the nuclear reactors.
$35 billion would make this earthquake by far the most expensive in global history.
Robert Hartwig, president of the Insurance Information Institute, says that distinction now belongs to a 1994 California quake.
The Northridge earthquake, which produced $22.5 billion in insured losses in 2010 dollars.
The only payout larger was from a hurricane, the one that hit New Orleans, Katrina. Most of the losses stemming from last week's quake in Japan will be borne by Japanese companies. At least 10,000 people are confirmed dead or missing, so there will be life insurance payouts. For homeowners who had earthquake coverage, there will be money for residences that were heavily damaged or destroyed. Those claims will be paid by individual carriers, backed up by an industry pool and the government itself. Business losses will be handled differently. There is no insurance pool or government backup funding, but private insurers are likely to get help from their own insurance policies. Michael Pizan, an analyst at Stifel Nicolaus, says those policies are called reinsurance.
The insurance companies will take on risk, and then they'll farm that risk out to reinsurance companies as a mechanism for spreading risk around as much as they can.
And here's where things become more global. Many companies writing reinsurance are based in Europe, Bermuda, and the U.S. Pizan believes reinsurance rates for earthquake coverage in Asia and perhaps in places like California could rise, and the rate hikes could trickle down to ordinary homeowners.
If the insurance company that's insuring your house has to pay more, then they typically will pass that on to the customer as much as they can.
For the global insurance industry, it's been a tough 13 months. First, says the insurance industry's Robert Hartwig, came the earthquake in Chile with $8 billion in insured losses. And then?
Two major earthquakes in New Zealand, together producing $15 billion in insured losses. You add to that $2.5 billion of flood and cyclone losses in Australia, and now the Asian earthquake.
But Hartwig says insurance companies are well-funded and can afford to pay the claims, and because of the way reinsurance works, even catastrophic events can be handled. But beyond all these losses, there is a big looming unknown, the nuclear reactors. What will the liability ultimately be, and who will pay? The power company, the government, or others? Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.